فاتحة.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، الحمد لله الرحمن الرحيم، إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين، اهدنا الصراط المستقيم، صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين.
بار دیگه درود بجے گا محمد و آل محمد پر. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على سيد الأنبياء والمرسلين حبیب الہ العالمین ابو القاسم محمد،
اللهم صل علی محمد وآل محمد،
وعلی آلہ الطیبین الطاہرین، سیما بقیۃ اللہ فی الارضین. قال الله تعالى في كتابه الكريم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، أم حسبت أن أصحاب الكهف والرقيم كانوا من آياتنا عجبا. درود بھیجے گا محمد و آل محمد پر. بسم اللہ الرحمن الرحیم. As usual, a few minutes in English and then we'll switch over to Urdu. Regarding the discussion which we had started 2 days back, we were discussing what we are missing from our religion, why we are not getting the results which the early Muslims, Mu'mineen of Ahle Bayt Athar alayhim salam, were getting. I mentioned that we are doing a lot of practices, still something is missing, and we don't have that constant, we don't have that satisfaction, the feeling which they were feeling. Because of that feeling, they were doing a lot of things which we even cannot imagine for ourselves. And no, people are still doing in other parts of the world, or you may say in our centers. You can meet people in Qom, in Najaf, those who are praying hardly. Once an alim was discussing with another alim, who is Arif? Who is Arif Billah? Whose ibadat is at a level which he will be titled as an arif? He said, the person who is arif will recite Abu Hamdah Thumali in the qunut of witr of namaz ishab, in the salatul layl, in the last rakah during qunut, he will recite the whole Abu Hamdah Thumali, he will be arif. He said, the next day or the night I went to Haram of Amir al-Mu'mineen and I counted them, they were more than 70. They were more than 70. So, I can't imagine for myself reciting Abu Hamdah Thumali in Qunut. Can I say that they are doing that because of their habit? If there was no pleasure, if there was no satisfaction, I don't think anyone can do it. And repeatedly doing that every day, it needs a lot of satisfaction. Why one will do that? So this is what we are missing. We do practice our religion, but we are not getting satisfaction. It's not a pleasure for us to do all these things. until unless we get the pleasure, we will do that half-heartedly. And I don't think we will get the best of rewards for our practices if this is the position. So how we can get satisfaction and how we can get pleasure? This was the point where we started. And I told you that some of the issues must be changed in our life. The first thing which I tried to explain here was to be straightforward. Don't keep two personalities. If we are straightforward and we don't have two personalities, every act of our worship will be accepted. But if we have two personalities, lot of our practices will be wasted. They will not be accepted because of this source of riyakari, you may say, or riya in Arabic. And we have to root it out from ourselves. So first message was to be straight. Don't have two personalities. This will be difficult in the start, but okay, once you are habitual with keeping one personality, it will be very easier. You'll feel as you have got rid of lot of burdens from your life. It will be easier, much easier. Now the second point, how to get the pleasure? Here I want to explain another important point, which I feel important in our life, for our religion and for our practices. صلوا على محمد وآل محمد.
اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد.
One main point which I could understand after so many years, and I still trying to understand it more, what orientation should we have regarding our religion? I think we have three stages of understanding the religion. We start with the third floor. We should go to the ground floor first. The ground floor of the religion, the foundations are beliefs. And on the upper story, the first floor will be ethics and morals. And then the second floor, the top floor, will be practices. Now, how to explain it? What is religion? What religion want to give us? I think it want to explain the realities first. And the point which I raised, what the Holy Prophet was teaching for 13 years, he was giving the realities. If you are convinced regarding a reality, your practice will come automatically. You don't have to force yourself. Imagine if you have a glass of water and you know poison is mixed in that water. Will you drink that water? No one will do that. And if you know that this water is having mix of Abi Hayat, which will give many more years to your life, will you avoid drinking? So this clarity in realities brings the practices automatically. You don't have to force yourself. We have to force ourselves. You want to practice Namaz Shab, you have to force yourself. You are doing, for example, Mustahab fasting, you have to force yourself. A lot of sadaqat we do because of our practices, because of our legends, or this is famous that we do that. Otherwise, many times we are not very much convinced for these practices. Why we are not convinced? Because we have not revealed the first floor, which is the foundation of religion, that is the realities. And what realities we have to explore? Let me explain the three stages first. First is the belief, which are realities. Upon that realities, you come to a point which is called ethics and morals. What should be done? What should be done? And what should not be done? What are beliefs? Realities. What is here and what is not here? What are ethics and morals? What should be done? What should not be done? And what are the practices or commands? Do this and don't do this. We start from the third level. Do this and don't do this. So if a person come in front of me and say, I want to practice religion, I will start from commands. Pray your salat, leave the music, leave this and that, and do this and that. And I think, for example, he will do it for some days, then he will be tired. And he will say, okay, why all of the people are getting pleasures and I am here, the religious guy, having nothing in my life and no glamour and nothing. And after a while, he will go back to his life. This should not be the first stage. First stage, we should start from realities. And in this case, many non-Muslims are much better than us because they discover realities.